الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا طلقتم النساء فبلغن أجلهن فلا تعضلوهن أن ينكحن أزواجهن إذا تراضوا بينهم بالمعروف ذلك يعظ به من كان منكم يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ذلكم أزكى لكم وأطهر والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person who suppose divorces his wife, and now his wife reaches the end term of her iddah period. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses her guardians. Then let's suppose the husband and wife decide to remarry again, and they come to some mutual agreement between themselves in all fairness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the awliya or the wali, the guardian of the woman, that do not prevent her from getting married again to her former husband. Actually, there was an incident that is mentioned in the books of tafsir. There was a Sahabi by the name of Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu. He had married his sister to one Sahabi, and the Sahabi, after some time, he divorced his wife, and then he had the option of taking her back in the iddah period, but he did not do so until the iddah period finished. Once the iddah period finishes, then the woman is basically or completely out of this person's nikah. If they want to come together and remarry, then they need to do the act of nikah, the contract of nikah anew, in the presence of witnesses and with the permission of her guardian. So basically she's doing like a completely new nikah. So when he came again to Ma'qil bin Yasar to say that, you know what, he wants to marry his sister again, Ma'qil said, then listen, how ungrateful are you? I gave you my sister in marriage, but then you divorced her. And then after that, now you waited for the entire iddah period to complete, and now you're asking to marry her again. So then this verse was revealed, because Ma'qil took a qasam by Allah, I will not marry her to you. By Allah, he says, I will not marry her to you. When he took this qasam, this verse was revealed in the Quran, and then Ma'qil bin Yasar said, no, of course, sam'an wa ta'a, I listen and I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Ma'qil then got his sister married to him, and he then broke his oath, and he paid for the kafara. So Quran says, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ, and when you divorce your woman, and now they reach the end term of her iddah period, فَلَا تَعْضُلُهُنَّ, then listen, O you awliya, O you guardians, do not prevent them, do not block them, do not debar them from getting married to their former husbands. أَيَّنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ, do not prevent them from marrying their former husbands. إِذَا تَرَاضَوْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, when they have some mutual agreement between the two spouses, and that is in all fairness, that is like how Sharia and like how the norm demands, then allow that marriage. ذَلِكَ يُعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. From this particular verse also we see that a woman, she should not marry herself. Rather, she should not get herself married. Rather, she should get herself married by the permission of her guardian. Allah says, ذَلِكَ يُعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah says that whoever brings iman in Allah, in other words, who is a true mu'min in Allah, and who is a true mu'min in the final day, that is Yawmul Qiyamah, he is advised by these ayat. So if you are advised by these ayat, in other words, act upon it if you are a true believer. Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ, that is purer for you, that is cleaner for you. In other words, it will bring more benefit for you if you get them married, and at the same time, it will bring barakah, and it also protects one's izzah, it protects one's integrity. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ, Allah knows what is beneficial for you, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and you do not know so. وَأَخْرَدَهُ